The Trump family saga begins with a 12-year-old Marianne discovering her mother bleeding profusely in their home. Fred Trump, the family patriarch, responds with clinical detachment, arranging for medical care while instructing his daughter to attend school as if nothing had happened. This moment perfectly encapsulates the emotional barrenness that would define the Trump household for generations. Mary's extended hospitalization created a profound void. While all the children suffered, Donald and Robert, the youngest, experienced this maternal absence during their most formative years. This emotional abandonment, combined with Fred's cold parenting, created perfect conditions for Donald's later narcissism. Fred Trump emerges as the central villain in this family tragedy. His high-functioning sociopathy, marked by manipulation and an utter lack of empathy, permeated every aspect of family life. He viewed his children primarily as extensions of himself, vessels for ambition rather than individuals with their own needs. His love was bestowed only upon those who displayed ruthless business acumen, unwavering loyalty, and a winner-takes-all mentality. What made Fred's influence so devastating was how it pitted siblings against each other. Rather than uniting against their father's tyranny, they competed for his approval, creating a toxic environment where vulnerability was weakness and compassion was foolishness. The result was a family culture where cruelty wasn't an unfortunate byproduct, it was the point. The relationship between Freddie and Donald exemplifies a tragic family dynamic. As firstborn, Freddie faced intense pressure from Fred Sr.'s expectations. His natural inclination toward joy, boating, and spontaneity clashed with his father's rigid values, gradually eroding his confidence under constant criticism. Donald, observing this dynamic, learned that his father's approval required displays of masculinity and dominance. His time at New York Military Academy reinforced these lessons. Power justifies everything, and relationships are purely transactional. The brothers' paths diverged sharply. Freddie pursued aviation, achieving success at TWA on the prestigious Boston-Los Angeles route, an accomplishment his father dismissed as betrayal of the family business. Meanwhile, Donald became the heir apparent, advancing through Fordham and Penn through deception while enjoying his father's full support. As Freddie's career crumbled under paternal disapproval and alcoholism, Donald's rose with Fred's careful guidance, creating a stark family dynamic where one son was sacrificed to elevate the other. Behind Donald Trump's image as a self-made billionaire was a different reality, a son whose success was engineered by his father. Fred orchestrated Donald's public persona and Manhattan real estate rise from behind the scenes, funding ventures while maintaining strict control. While Donald performed for cameras, Fred quietly enabled his ascent. The arrangement served both men. Fred lived vicariously through his son's flashier image, while Donald received needed validation. The Trump Organization embodied this dynamic, an impressive facade masking a less substantial reality. Donald's routine centered more on image cultivation than actual business operations. Meanwhile, Freddie's life spiraled downward, marked by declining mental health and isolation. His smoke-filled apartment reflected his deteriorating state, while attempts to reconnect with his children were hampered by alcoholism and depression. The contrast between the brothers culminated in Freddie's tragic death, with the family's cold response, refusing critical medical care and holding an impersonal funeral, revealing the emotional void within the Trump empire. This pattern of hollow success continued, exemplified by Donald's attempt to alter Fred's will, a naked grab for power that showed his willingness to pursue self-interest at any cost. After Fred Trump's death, a bitter estate battle exposed the family's true dynamics. Mary and her brother Fritz discovered they were effectively disinherited, their father Freddie's share erased. The family even cut off their health insurance, despite knowing Mary's brother William faced serious medical issues. With Uncle Irwin's support, Mary pursued legal action, prompting swift retaliation from the family. The eventual settlement confirmed a harsh truth. In the Trump family, financial interests superseded blood ties. Years later, at Ivanka's wedding, Mary's encounters with her estranged relatives, Marianne, Rob, and Donald, highlighted their fractured relationships. Their indifference to her life reinforced her outsider status. This pattern of conditional loyalty later emerged in Donald's political career, where insufficient fealty met swift punishment, a reflection of long-established family dynamics. Donald Trump's personality was shaped by Fred's emotional unavailability and Mary's physical absence in his early years. Without nurturing, he developed a defensive false self that equated vulnerability with weakness. Fred's parenting paired material excess with emotional neglect. While covering Donald's financial failures, he withheld emotional validation, creating an endless pursuit of external approval. At the New York Military Academy, the school's rigid hierarchy reinforced his father's winners versus losers worldview. The Fred-Donald dynamic was transactional. Fred used Donald as the Trump empire's public face, while Donald relied on Fred's financial backing. Neither truly saw the other. Fred viewed Donald as his extension. Donald saw Fred as merely a resource. This upbringing distorted Donald's relationship with reality. Raised where truth was Fred's declaration, Donald developed a fluid approach to facts, unable to separate reality from self-serving narratives. Critically, Donald never learned from consequences, constantly protected by Fred's wealth and influence. Mary Trump's epilogue connects family dysfunction to the national crisis during COVID-19. Donald's pandemic response reflected childhood patterns. His fear of appearing weak, instilled by Fred, led to initially denying the virus's severity. This wasn't mere narcissism, but a survival mechanism from a childhood where weakness invited ridicule. Donald's emotional detachment, rooted in his upbringing, left him unmoved by mounting deaths and unable to unify the country. Having been raised where bad news meant personal failure, he rejected information that contradicted his preferred narrative, a trait that proved disastrous during a public health crisis. His approach of dividing states over medical equipment and deflecting blame reflected the zero-sum mentality learned from Fred, who taught that success required others' failure. The pandemic presidency ultimately revealed how Trump family pathology, built on denial, domination, and emotional detachment, proved catastrophic when facing a crisis demanding honesty, cooperation, and compassion. Mary Trump's decision to write this book marked a pivotal ethical choice. As both family member and clinical psychologist, she held unique insights into Donald Trump's character and development. Her transformation from insider to whistleblower illuminates the complexities of challenging entrenched family systems. For decades, Mary upheld the family's code of silence, even after a bitter estate battle revealed the transactional nature of Trump relationships. Breaking this silence meant risking both family ties and her identity as a Trump. Her cooperation with New York Times reporters investigating family finances marked a turning point. While initially hesitant, watching her uncle's presidency unfold compelled her to act. Sharing family documents and authoring this book represented her final break from family loyalty in favor of truth. Her psychological training provided essential frameworks for understanding the family's dynamics, allowing her to recognize patterns of narcissism and manipulation within the broader family system. The book serves as both personal reclamation and challenge to the carefully constructed Trump mythology, offering a nuanced portrait of a dysfunction's far-reaching impact.